come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Thursday, January 18th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please store that in your phone as Chuck or Randy, 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. Two websites, yourdefendingfathers.com. is dedicated to this show. There's a stream player online. If you're listening from a warm, sunny, beautiful 80-degree day, you can do it online at yourdefendingfathers.com. There's a stream player button there. You can click on it, listen to the show live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. Every 3 hours on that website, this show repeats until tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. And, of course, tomorrow will be Friday, January 19th. Izzy Lyman will be hosting the show for me as I've been issued media credentials and will be attending the Northern Michigan Chamber Alliance event down at the Bear in Acme, Michigan. Looking forward to seeing everything going on there for the very first time. I believe this is their 7th annual, I think it is. Never been before, so looking forward to that. Looking forward to Izzy Lyman conducting the interviews for us tomorrow. All the information we have, the history lesson in the second hour, Pastor Chatfield, and a few of our sponsors, and just basically get her take on where we stand on everything happening, Michigan news, Michigan politics, the Michigan GOP, precinct delegates, all kinds of things. Well, as soon as I get done with the show today, I've got a little business to do in Elk Rapids, and then I'm going to be heading over to Roger City. Tonight at 6 o'clock, the Presque Isle County Republican Party is having their monthly meeting at the Lighthouse Restaurant right there in Roger City. Miss Vicky and I will be there, probably get there about 5 o'clock to have dinner. The meeting starts at 6. And I've been invited by the chairman, Bob Britsky, to talk about the plan of 2024. So we're looking forward to sharing that with the folks in Presque Isle County. If you live in Presque Isle County, the meeting is open to the public. Absolutely would love for you to join us. Come participate, listen to the discussion in the business meeting, and possibly join. Bring a personal check with you. You can fill out the membership form for this year, 2024, pay your dues for the entire family, and become part of the Presque Isle County Republican Party. Greatly appreciate if you'd consider doing that. We got great stories lined up today's show. lots of information out of Lansing, all kinds of things getting ready to launch for this legislative session. As you know, they gaveled in on January 10th, but they have a split House, 54 to 54. State Senate is still 20 to 18. Special elections are going to be held to replace the two Democrat state representatives that resigned because they became mayors. Lori Stone, the first woman mayor of the city of Warren. Kevin Coleman became the mayor of Westland. You can't serve two offices. So they resigned as state reps, and there will be special elections to replace them. We're going to cover all that and much more. I'm Chuck Arandy. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Got a text message from a longtime listener down in Lapeer County, William Hamilton. He's a county commissioner now. Man, that sounds so funny to say. I met William back years ago. I forget how long. Bill, how long have we known each other? And he became a precinct delegate. Longtime member of the Lapeer Tea Party, William Gavette and other patriots there in Lapeer, became a precinct delegate listening to the show. And he grew. He grew. He educated himself. He became informed, engaged. He started challenging state representatives. He started following politics a lot closer. And he ran, I think, for school board, and he lost. And him losing that race for school board was probably the best thing for him. Got his name out there. He said, met you at Pat Kobach's governor party on that primary night back in 2018. Are you kidding? It's been that long? Oh, yeah. No, actually, wait a minute. Didn't we know you were listening to my show before then? We met in person. But I thought you'd been listening to the show. I don't remember. It seems a lot longer than that. I got you confused with somebody else. But anyway, long story short, he's a county commissioner. And yes, I will be attending the Stand Up Michigan Leadership Conference on Saturday down in Lansing. Yes, he was a listener, he says, before that. How did you learn about the show living down in Lapeer County? I thought we were at an event together. Was it state convention? Met for the first time at Pat's party. Okay, and he was a listener before that. Well, yeah, are you going to be attending the event on Saturday? Because Vicky and I will be there. Actually, Mr. Snoop's coming too. He's becoming a political traveler as we go to these events around the state of Michigan this year. He's definitely going to be with us. So we're planning on getting a hotel down in Lansing on Friday night. And the conference, the leadership conference for Stand Up Michigan, is going to be on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So we will be down there. Yes, he's going to be there. Good, good, good. Hey, maybe we can sit together. That'd be great. Love to see you. Let's see. Brett Gooding says, I would expect Mr. Snoop to come with you, me, as you feed him ribeyes. Okay, stop, stop. Just get off the ribeye thing. I'm not going to be feeding him any more ribeyes. Thank you very much. That was so stupid on my part. Oh, man. Nice, thick, gorgeous one-pound ribeyes. Had them seasoned to perfection. Had them on the oval plate. Sat them out there on the bench. Dumb, 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 dumb. But greatly appreciate all the information that they are going to be providing. I'm going to give a live field report on Monday about everything the Leadership Conference for Stand Up Michigan 2024 is going to offer on Saturday. They have a little get-together, actually, on Friday. I think I might crash that. I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see, because bottom line, I'm going to be at the Northern Michigan Chamber Alliance event. I have media credentials. I'll be covering that. Don't know how long that's going to take. I don't know what time I'm going to get out of there. Then I've got to drive 3 hours down to Lansing to get into the hotel room. So we may be getting there late and not being able to crash the party on Friday night. William, are you going to the Friday night event? A little get-together? We'll see if you're going to get down there. And then for sure Saturday we'll sit together. So greatly appreciate that. Hey, one thing I did want to talk about, not only remind you about the Presque County Republican Party meeting tonight, Roger City. Business meeting starts at 6 o'clock at the Lighthouse Restaurant. But I do want to remind you, come join Vicky and I and Mr. Snoop, along with Mark Farner former guitar and lead vocalist for Grand Funk Railroad. Him and his wife are coming to the class on Saturday, February 3rd. Now, I still have two seats available to somebody who lives in Mackinac County. A couple of folks took advantage of the offer yesterday when I announced it on the radio. We have two seats left. A donor has bought tickets for this class, Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. It's going to be held on Saturday, February 3rd in St. Ignace. Little Bear Arena, the doors are going to open at 9:30 to check in, get your books, get your guide, get your state constitution. Thanks to State Representative Neil Friske. Grab yourself a Friske apple, a bottle of water, take your seat. Now make sure you bring a pen and reading glasses if you need them. We're going to start right at 10 o'clock. We're going to go for about an hour, hour and a half, stretch your legs a couple of times in there, but basically go until about 11:30, 11:45. We'll have a 15, 20-minute break, and then we'll wrap up the class and get out of there by 1:30. So greatly appreciate you guys texting me. If you live in Mackinac County, text me your name, hit return, next line, give me your email address, and then return, third line, give me your city, township, village, wherever you're coming from. But if you're in Mackinac County, two people, your ticket has been paid. So all you got to do is text me your name, your email, and your city, and I'll put you on the sign-up sheet for Miss Sherry LaFave. She can check you in at the class, and we will be good to go. Now, one thing that's really interesting that I think that these people, for some reason, and I don't know why, feel compelled to continue locking us down, continuing to put excessive, in my opinion, certain types of things that is just absolutely an infringement, I believe, of capitalism, free enterprise. The IRS will begin enforcing 1099-Ks reporting of cash, app, Venmo, Zelle, and PayPal transactions. Yes, they're coming after 1099-Ks. Payment card and third-party network transactions. In 2024, the IRS is set to enforce the long-anticipated 1099-K reporting requirements for third-party payment apps. In 2024, the IRS is set to enforce these long-anticipated 1099-K reporting requirements for third-party payment apps such as PayPal, Venmo, the Cash App, or Zelle. Initially slated for 2022, this rule mandates reporting any payments over $600 for the year to the IRS. However, reporting will apply only to income exceeding $5,000 for this upcoming year. Any payments, $600, but they've kind of amended it and said they will only apply it to income exceeding $5,000 for this upcoming year. According to CNET, the IRS aims to streamline income reporting to ensure more accurate financial disclosures from freelancers and business owners. This tax reporting shift has experienced delays in allowing payment apps to navigate complexities in distinguishing taxable versus non-taxable transactions. This year's phased rollout requires payment apps to report earnings for 2024 that exceed $5,000, offering a transitional period to eventually lower it down to $600. For freelancers, the evolving landscape introduces uncertainties regarding tax expectations for the upcoming taxable year. While the reporting requirement was deferred for 2023, freelancers must continue reporting earnings. The impact of this change on 2024 tax returns is noteworthy because the IRS potentially is going to revisit the threshold from $600 up to $5,000 for this year, lowering it down to $600. Well, they're going to revisit that. So these apps and these programs now are going to be completely monitored and reported to the IRS. Okay. So you know what's going to happen? If these companies, these apps, are publicly traded, their stocks are going to crash immediately. Why? Because people are going to stop using them. You send money to your family. You send money to your kids or grandkids on their birthday via Venmo, PayPal, whatever you use. And all of a sudden, this information is going to be transferred to the IRS. So they're going to know who you are. They're going to know your address. They're going to know your Social Security number. Sorry. People will stop using them. When people stop using them, guess what? If they're publicly traded companies, their stock is going to crash. Their income is going to stop. What income am I talking about? The 3%, 3.5% plus 30 cents a transaction, whatever it is they charge. Well, if people aren't using the service, they lose that revenue. They lose that revenue, these companies will crash. These companies will fall off the face of the earth. So here government is going to get involved and start reporting personal cash transactions to the IRS. So if you're currently using these systems, I suggest you find other ways to do it, unless you want your information sent to the IRS. Welcome to 2024. Government locking us down once again. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.